Some past criticisms in hymn writers and composers by Stuart Cowley Shaw continued. Robert Charles Alfred Ladson. Charles Ladson was born in March 1871 at Beechworth, a gold mining town in northeastern Victoria, nestling in the foothills of the Victorian Alps. His father, Alfred Williams, was a Londoner who'd emigrated to Australia in 1855 at the time of the gold rush. His mother, Jane, was also brought from England when she was 9 years old. They were married in 1870 and baptised 3 or 4 years later. Their firstborn, Charles, was his mother's dear boy who had a normal country upbringing with his 4 sisters and 3 brothers, all of whom were ultimately immersed. Charles was baptised in 1892, aged 21. Only 5 months later, his mother recorded in her diary that he gave his first prayer at a memorial service which was held in their house. 3 years later, Brother Robert visited Australia and stayed with the Ladsons, as he did on a subsequent visit 3 years later. On that occasion, he brought his family with him, intending to settle in Australia. It was then that Brother Robert took the younger daughter Sarah Jane with him to Beechworth. A correspondence between Charles and Janie, started, and in 1901, following the death of Brother Robert, Charles visited Birmingham and decided to make his home there 2 years later. He and Jane were married in 1904, and Charles was soon lecturing. And he then became Vice President of the Mutual Improvement Society. He joined the staff of the Christadelphian in 1907 and became responsible for the monthly editorial on the Jews and Zionism, as well as writing articles, answering queries, and for a time writing notes for Sunday school lessons that were printed on the back page of the magazine. According to his letters, he often felt homesick, but only visited his family once, in 1914-15, when his father was 73. He never failed to write to his mother every week. Charles and Janie lost their eldest daughter to meningitis when she was only 4, but Edith, born the previous year, was a great comfort to them. Charles was a gentle and sensitive person who loved children and had a wonderfully impish sense of humour. He showed great wisdom and balance in matters to do with the faith. In 1912, he became Vice President of the ALS, and in 1917 was appointed Recording Brother of the Temperance Hall Ecclesia for a brief period. Brother Walker appointed him Assistant Editor in 1922, a post that he held until he died. He wrote many articles and a number of poems, and he also contributed to the children's magazine for many years. 2 of his hymns were included in the 1932 hymn book produced by C.C. Walker. These were We Praise Thee Heavenly Father, now 184 in the 1964 book, and Lift Up Your Heads, Ye Saints, number 288 in the 1964 book. For the latter, the tune was changed in the 1964 book. Brother Ladson was for many years a very popular speaker for Sunday meetings and at funerals. He would often spend 25 Sundays in a year away from home on his master's business and spoke at hundreds of fraternals. Throughout his life, he was a diligent reader, making good use of information gathered, as can be seen in his book of essays and poems entitled Guided by the Star. This was edited and produced by Brother John Carter in 1948, 9 years after his death. He had served his Lord for 47 years, dying when 68, soon after taking 2 funeral services in severe weather. So in this time of wave and roaring sea, the Lord hath given his beloved sleep. From the Death of the Righteous. The second hymn writer we can consider this evening is Brother John W. Lee. John was born in 1870. The son of Brother Joseph Lee of Birmingham. He was baptised in 1886, and his mother, 10 years later, when his father returned to membership after a long absence from the Ecclesia. To have continued to attend Sunday school and to have desired baptism under such domestic circumstances showed John's strength of character. He became an active member of the Exchange Rooms Ecclesia until 1898, when he and seven other brethren began evening meetings and a Sunday school in a room in Erdington, leased by a coal merchant from a local Catholic orphanage. When the owners realised what was being taught, they terminated the lease. Brother Lee, who was a printer by trade, drew up plans, got them approved, bought the materials, engaged workers, and generally supervised the erection of a chapel in Orphanage Road for the Ecclesia. Apart from many ecclesial duties, John was a frequent speaker at local ecclesias and at fraternal gatherings. He wrote some poetry and composed the tune Maranatha to go with his hymn Christ the King is Coming, which was first published in the 1903 hymn book and in the Sunday School Union hymn book. He also composed the tune Erdington and the hymn Oh Why Should Israel's Sons Once Blessed, which was used in the 1903 hymn book. It seems likely that both the tunes Maranatha in the 1964 hymn book were his compositions. He and brother William Potter started the Sunday School magazine in 1901. In 1892, while on a visit to Toronto in Canada, he met another English visitor, Sister Helen, or Nellie Hardy, daughter of brother and sister William Hardy of Great Bridge. They married, and by the time they moved from Erdington to Cardiff in 1904, they had four daughters. After a move to Merthyr Tydfil, the family emigrated to North America in 1907. They first lived in Dayton, then in Chicago, and finally in Philadelphia. And here they helped to establish an ecclesia and opened their home to visitors from all parts. Brother Lee undertook regular lecture tours and twice visited Palestine. Alone or in partnership with others, he edited a number of magazines, including one for children. He wrote a great deal for the Fraternal Visitor magazine and later for the Christadelphian Advocate magazine. He also carried on a voluminous correspondence with brethren worldwide. He had a knowledge of Hebrew and Greek, but his writings were always simple enough for beginners to understand. His books include The Atonement, 1909, The Life and Writings of Dr. Thomas, published in 1915, The Greatest Book in the World, The English Bible, The Book of Books and Its Wonderful Story, Divine Teaching, in 1932, the Unified Gospels in 1935, and he also published a children's hymn book. He worked hard but unsuccessfully to bring about ecclesial unity, a project dear to his heart. He was always ready to help his fellow heirs and did much to aid young brethren in the draft during World War I. All his daughters married, and after more than 57 years of happy married life, Sister Nellie died in 1949, after being bedfast for 13 years. Less than a year later, Brother Lee also died at the age of 80. Despite failing health, he'd continued to work from an armchair, and his faith is expressed in the final verse of one of his poems. When he who is our life appears to take the throne, we too shall be revealed and shine in glory like his own.